This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome into this spooky edition. Whoa. Gwen and Chris. Happy Halloween, everyone. 2 o'clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello. Matt Scraby is back. His arm is intact. He does not have a sling on, but he's sore, and we'll get into that in a second.
Did you have to come back so soon?
You know, I heard a lot about your trash talking yesterday. And I would like to tell you, you are no longer going to have any help from me ever again.
Oh, no.
Apparently you told Nick that they were very small shoes to fill.
He said it on multiple occasions.
I didn't say it just to Nick. I said it to everybody.
Multiple occasions. Very small shoes for you.
You want to know who told me that? Our boss, Michael, walking out today. He goes, "Hey, nice to see you. Oh, man, those guys gave you a real hard time yesterday."
Oh, boy. Well, that'll
teach you
to take a day off and go golf.
There's nothing wrong with it.
All right.
We have baseball season is officially over.
Oh, yeah. I'd already forgot about it, honestly. Yeah. Like, out of my mind the minute the last out was made.
Left out of here, the Yankees were pretty comfortably ahead, and there were discussions in here about possibly the scene shifting to Los Angeles, the pressure being on the Dodgers at that point, and the Yankees they fell asleep in the fifth inning.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the Dodgers were good enough to take full advantage of the sleepwalking of the Yankees. It started on the simple ground out to first base, and what I found to be hilarious, and I find some things that most people wouldn't find hilarious on a baseball field, but the fact that Gerrit Cole pointed at Anthony Rizzo, like, "Hey, you got that one, brother. Anthony Rizzo was nowhere near the bag.
Yeah.
And Mookie Betts gets the single. The inning continues. They score two.
Oh, that was the ball game right there. I mean, the errors are errors. I mean, that happens. I mean, although Judge, wouldn't miss that ball once in 100 tries, but he took his eye off it. You could see. He looked right at the base runner.
Tried to see where the base runners were.
And it's exactly what he did. And, Volpe rushed that throw a little bit. But errors are errors. But, not going over to cover first base is practically inexcusable. Yeah. I can't tell you, Tony, and you know this, but the first day of spring training, that's what you do as a pitcher.
Yes.
You fake like you're throwing a pitch. The coach hits a ground ball to first base, and you run over and cover the bag.
Right.
And you're in a line.
Right.
And you do it for like an hour and a half. And then you do it the next day. And then you do it the day after.
Right.
And then you really don't have to do it anymore because everybody's used to it and knows exactly how to do this. But it's the very first thing you do, and it's so built in that honestly, as a pitcher, I found it almost difficult not to cover first base. Like, if there's a ground ball to the right side,
you start going. And
you just
like,
always
to
do
that.
That.
Yeah.
And for him to just assume the guy had the play, that was crazy.
That was just the first play that caught your eye. But every hit he gave up after, and this is what happens to pitchers when they start getting frustrated.
Yeah, that's
They just stop covering. Like, there was a base hit. He definitely should have been behind home plate covering. He's cutting the ball in the middle.
He didn't do that either. Yeah, that's another thing I was very good at, by the way, Tony. Backing up home plate. I did that often because that only happens when you're giving up a run. Well, look, if you didn't hate the Yankees before, and I think most of us did, now we have yet another reason to absolutely hate the Yankees forever. And that reason being that they handed the Dodgers the final game to win the World Series. Because that's really what happened. I mean, you give credit to, you know, Freeman, who's just been on fire. Teoscar gets the big hit. And the Dodgers end up having to win the game in the end. But you give them five runs in the middle of that game with Gerrit Cole on the mound. Dodgers were not, I don't think we're going to win that game without that much help. And they took advantage of it. But the Yankees have a long off season to think about that disaster.
Yeah, and could be an expensive one. We'll see. I mean, immediately that game ends and the hot stove turns on. And
you think they even asked Juan Soto about the game?
Probably
or did they just go up and ask him, all right, where are you going to play next year?
That's exactly how it
I know. They didn't even care that the poor guy just lost the World Series. Give him a minute to breathe.
My guess is it went something like this. Juan, we saw you as the last one out there. Does this mean it's your last game in New York? And then from there it was, are you open to all suitors? In which he replied, yes, I am open
to all
suitors.
He does work for Scott Boras, so he's open to all suitors. But, you know, we know that there's a limited number of suitors. And
that can afford him.
Yeah, correct. And I think the Yankees will end up getting him back. I know the Dodgers have been in the rumor mill, but I don't think he fits there. I think he fits better on Broadway. He had a great season. He has nothing to be ashamed of. But, you know, Gerrit Cole, I mean, that's going to haunt you the entire offseason, I think. And Aaron Boone, you know, I don't think he managed a great series. And on the other side, I think Dave Roberts did. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that your guys have to come through. But every button Dave Roberts pushed pretty much worked for him. And, you know, they didn't punt the game last night. We were joking when they were down 4-0 early. You know, maybe they ought to punt again, but they brought in their good relievers and stayed in the game long enough. So
it just goes to show you there's a strategy in a 7-game series on when you can push these buttons and when you should know maybe I should hold off. He held off the game before.
Yeah.
He keeps them for game five virtually. And even though they were down, they go to him. And that was really a tightrope they had to walk all postseason. Remember, they only had, and you can make the argument they only had one. But going into that Padres series, they only had arguably two reliable starters.
Yeah, because Bueller was not reliable.
Bueller was not reliable. And quite frankly, every time the Padres had seen Yamamoto, it had not gone well. So ideally, you could really make the argument there was one. And so they get through the first series with a bullpen day and, you know,
And the Padres going cold. Yeah.
They go to the next series. All of a sudden, now Yamamoto's throwing the ball a little bit better. Jack Flaherty's not necessarily throwing it well, but their offense, really throughout the whole entire process, has been the only thing that has been, I think, consistent. And that's ultimately why they won. And you look at the amount of runs they put up in that span. They had some big numbers up there, and that's the thing that won them that series, quite frankly. Yes, Dave Roberts pushed the right buttons, but they got enough offense that kept them afloat. They're the World Series champions. We can now shift fully to football and basketball and hot stove conversations, which, you know, probably won't start percolating for
based on the alternative of having to continue to talk about the Dodgers versus the Yankees, I will accept this outcome that it is finally over.
I'm going to come back to the game, guys. We're going to talk about the World Series. Is that okay, Chris? Because you just moved on from the World Series.
He's
all in his feelings now.
I'm not in any feelings.
Yeah, you're in your feelings right now.
Aaron Boone is being absolutely destroyed
on Twitter.
No, like in the New York media. Everybody is destroying him.
Stephen A. hit him hard today, too.
Here's my question, because how can you blame a manager for those two plays? Do you think Tony and, well, Chris, I guess, is he like not reacting to me today?
He's not going to give you the open door here.
Do you think you can accurately blame a manager for those two things, or those solely on the players?
Well, let's keep in mind where this is taking place.
New York.
It's taking place.
they have to blame somebody.
This is kind of the rite of passage for the media in New York.
But I have a feeling if the Padres had some defensive mistakes like that, people would be crushing Mike Schilt for making those decisions.
What decisions?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
There's no
decision. What was he supposed to do? Put Grisham in center field in place of Aaron Judge?
He certainly couldn't go out there himself and make the plays. Yeah. So, you know, I think this is, you got to take it with a grain of salt. It's New York media. The media was on the Yankees last year for not actually getting to the, did they get to the postseason last year?
No.
Did not get to the postseason last year. They were all over him. Questions about his job. He turns it around. They get to a World Series. Play well. I mean, Aaron Judge didn't play well, although he swung the bat a little bit better the last 2 days. And, you know, I think they just ran into a better team. Yes, in Game 5, they handed the Dodgers the game. There's no question. They gave him the opportunity to win the game.
They gave him 3 errors, a catcher's interference, failed to cover first.
I definitely want to talk about that.
Yeah.
The catcher's interference.
Yeah, that was obviously a huge
play. It's been something
that
has been on my mind for a little bit. I think we might have talked a little bit about it here because we've seen our fair share of them.
Right.
And on the biggest stage, biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
Can you afford... Is it worth stealing a strike to give up a base runner in a game 5?
Not at that point. First and third, tie score, top of the ninth inning or top of the eighth inning? No, I don't think that's a great time to put a runner on base.
I think it's not worth it. And, you know, that inning was already coming unraveled anyway, but
yeah, they walked a couple guys.
I had been waiting for one of those to pop up in a crucial moment like that, and it did. And
so you put that all on the catcher. That's not just a bad break.
No,
in a sense.
I think. Listen, at this point, we know that catcher's interference calls have gone up because teams are instructing their catchers, hey,
go out and get
that
pitch.
We want to steal that strike.
Okay.
All right. So if that's the case, fine. But you certainly, it's going to have to be like every other strategy you have. The scoreboard's going to be able to dictate if this is the time for
it. And that wasn't.
And I don't think it was. But first and third, you load the bases up.
And bring up Mookie Betts.
To bring up Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's Ohtani. Maybe it's. I mean, I think you might be better off just walking him at that point.
I think you'd be better off facing Ohtani the way he's been swinging.
Exactly.
I'll tell you this, Tony. Catcher's interference used to rankle me a little bit as a pitcher because I felt like my catcher was, you know, hurting my outing. I remember one time I kind of. Well, I don't even know if I was even reasonably nice about it. But anyway, we went into
I don't know too many pitchers who would have been reasonably nice at the time.
Not
it
in
wasn't
that moment,
happening
but
at,
I remember
at
I went into the dugout one time, told my catcher, I go, man, what is that? Catcher's interference. He goes, dude, you should thank me. I go, thank you. He goes, oh, yeah, that pitch was so fat, he was going to hit it 8 miles. I saved you. So that was the last time I ever complained about catcher's interference because the catcher put me in my place. But, yeah, the Yankees did everything they could wrong. You're going to say his team doesn't play well fundamentally, maybe, and that's why you're blaming him?
I guess,
I'm sure that they took ground balls and covered first base like every other team does.
And it's just such a simple thing. They didn't just turn into that team in game
they
one.
They couldn't have
whatever.
Played like that all year.
On,
they wouldn't
man.
Have been where they were. Maybe you could say he should have stayed with Clay Holmes to pitch the eighth inning, but Canely had not given up a run or basically a base runner for the last 3 weeks. And you know what? Kike Hernandez put a good swing on it, opened that inning with a base hit. Next guy gets an infield single. Then you have catcher's interference. I don't know how much it was on Canely.
It wasn't.
It just happened. So I don't see blaming Aaron Boone other than the fact that it's New York.
How about this?
They had already hammered Judge for the previous, like, two weeks, so that's probably why they laid off of him today.
You decide to sign a massive contract to play center field for the New York Yankees. You got to accept that you're going to get crushed if you don't play well in the World Series.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely.
But I want to ask too. Like, do you think they should have gone out to the mound to kind of maybe reset Cole, or do they just know Cole and they know not
Cole
to go visit him?
Cole has been pitching in the big leagues for like 11 years. I don't know that they need to go
out
there.
It wouldn't change the outcome. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no, I don't know. This is on the players on the field. They didn't do their jobs well enough.
And on the other side, as much as we'll hate to say it, the Dodgers, they executed the kinds of things that champion teams do.
100%.
Defensively, all series. I know they made an error here and there, but they made the plays that they needed to make.
Watching that last inning, when
and
they
took got
the
two sacrifice flies to win the game. That's execution.
Who did
perfect.
That remind? It reminded me of watching the Padres
That's
all
right.
year long.
They got two sacrifice flies to win the game.
Mookie Betts is making an out to center field, fist pumping because
he was the happiest he's ever
I
been.
I did my job there.
And so did Gavin Lux, who's a number nine hitter there.
100%.
So, you know, they executed all series long. They got the runners in that they needed to. And, you know, they deserve this series.
I got to say, I felt good about what Kike Hernandez had to say after the World Series. He said, we had to beat the best team in baseball to start the playoffs. We had to beat the hottest team baseball to take out the Mets. And then we beat the almighty Yankees to finish it off. And that's the one thing you won't be able to say about the Dodgers this time around is that they didn't earn it. And I 100% agree with the premise of what Kike was saying. As you kind of go through who they had to beat to get there.
Yeah, I said it yesterday. That's going to be the one painful thing for Padre fans.
For sure.
And all of us, is that we had them on the ropes. And based on
the only
way,
team that had them on the ropes.
That's right. Based on the way they, you know, dominated the Mets and dominated the Yankees, it feels like if we would have been in that spot, the Padres would have had a hell of a chance.
One more thing, because I know we got to get to break. This is also why you have to allow for at least another. This is our fourth year in this format. You have to allow for at least another 6 years of this. Because guess what? This year,
the top two teams both had buys.
Both got to the thing. Both got to the championship. And quite frankly, the way the Dodgers got there without the bye, they may not have been able to get there this year. They didn't have the pitching to skirt through a wild card series and then get into a divisional round. They had to have that bye this
year. That's the other thing. You could see the Dodgers pitching options last night dwindling like crazy. Like, they wouldn't have been able, I mean, they would have been able to pitch some guys, but they would have been in trouble for the rest of the series because they had pitched everyone in these last three games.
Well, I mean, the calculation, once you get the lead, changes, right? Because Bueller's certainly not going out there once if they didn't have the lead. You know?
What if Bueller gave up a run in the bottom of the ninth? Who is next for the Dodgers to pitch the 10th and 11th?
You're going at that point. You're saying
they have a lot of options at that point. They'd already used everyone.
Right. You got the thing is, you got, and you mentioned this yesterday, you got the day off following that game.
That would have helped for game six.
So I think that's what you're thinking in that point. I don't know that they leave Bueller out there too long.
No, because they wanted him for game seven.
Exactly. So this virtually works out at his bullpen day, and then he gets, you know, the next couple of days off, and then he pitches game seven, should it have gotten there. But
the last time I saw Walker Bueller, Fernando had taken him deep to cap a six-run inning, and Walker Bueller was physically tearing apart the Dodger dugout. He then never gave up another run the rest
of
the playoffs.
He came back out and kind of
he never gave up another run the rest of the time. So
yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, we're into today's show. It's Halloween, Spooky Thursday. We got Texans and
Jets. Very scary game.
That is scary.
Super scary. Let's get to break on the other side. The vaunted power rankings, the final one. We'll get into it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Chris.
All right, welcome back to the program. Happy Halloween, everybody. Obviously, we are far from being in the...
Speak for yourself.
In the spirit. What are you wearing over
there? I'm wearing my Scream shirt. Ghostface.
You wear one of those every day. That's not
a black shirt.
That's not a
this
costume.
This one just happens to have a
It's a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
It's not a costume per se.
It's not. It's a t-shirt.
People ask me why we didn't dress up. And I said, last year, Tony's too cool to dress up.
I'm too old to dress up.
That's not true. That's You're never too old, Tony.
I'm absolutely too old.
Don't use that phrase. You're never too old.
If Adam Rank on the NFL Network and the other guy could dress up like Spider-Man, you could do Spider-Man too, Tony.
I don't know. Those are TV stars. They have a lot more money than we do. They can spend all that on those variables. We don't have that. Anyway, you weren't here yesterday to kind of get us set up.
Went into this week knowing that we weren't going to be dressing up.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, well, that's the truth. I knew, because if I would ask, you guys would be like, what? Why are you asking us to do that?
I wouldn't have had really any go-to. I have no go-to for Halloween.
See, Adam says, not our Adam, another Adam, every show dressed up today, Annie Nelson as well as Ben Woods and Paul.
I'm not going to lie, when I was walking down the hall, and I saw Craig's outfit. I was like, who the hell is this dude
Me too. When he came back to the back studio asking me if I could do something on their show, I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, I didn't know who it was when I walked in.
The vote for Pedro shirt gave it away.
Pretty good by those guys. Well, look, we're just crazy sports fans. What can we tell you?
Oh, gosh. That's
exactly right.
That's just an excuse, too.
Crazy sports fans. We just want to talk sports.
Yes.
And Scraby sometimes.
I have nice Halloween rejoins that we can...
I'm all for the rejoins.
We can put all that stuff in
that's
there
great.
If you want to.
That's the Halloween.
I just feel lame that we're not dressed up.
I don't.
But I love Halloween when I'm driving to work and I'm sitting next to someone at a light and they're dressed up like Minnie Mouse or something. It's just really fun. Last year, we had Giants manager Bob Melvin on the show on Halloween. And so the video...
Was he the Giants manager yet?
I don't know. Honestly.
I doubt it. The season had just
October
ended.
October feels a little
Yeah,
little
that
soon.
Seems soon.
But all of the video with us interviewing him is me with my face paint on.
Yeah.
And so, I don't remember you in face paint last year.
I do, and it didn't work, and he had to wipe it off, and he couldn't get it off, and
work.
It was in his
oh,
eyes.
That's right.
It was a complete disaster. He was sweating.
They ended up calling
profusely.
Panda Bear.
That's right.
We almost had to get emergency crews out here.
That's right.
To attend to him.
That.
When I was driving home that night, though, someone like cut me off and obviously made me angry on the freeway, and so I was like, rah! And then I realized I had face paint on. And everybody was like, oh, God, that guy's crazy.
That guy is nuts.
You can leave him alone.
They realize what we've all known for a long, long time. Gwen and Chris here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, we got a couple minutes here. The final power rankings from ESPN on the Major League Baseball season. Were you looking at a different power rankings than I am?
I'm looking at Bleacher Report.
No, you got Bleacher Report. I got ESPN. So we can compare and contrast. Obviously, the Dodgers wind up number one, right, on the Bleacher Report.
Yes, they did.
Did they have number two?
Number two, they had the Yankees.
The Yankees number two, even after that miserable performance last night. ESPN did not put them number two. ESPN put the Phillies number two.
Bleacher Report had the Phillies number three.
Bleacher Report is okay, but ESPN is better because they had the Padres number three.
Ah, there it is. Well, Bleacher Report had the Padres fourth.
All right. ESPN Had the Orioles fourth, Guardians fifth, the Diamondbacks sixth, the Braves seventh, the Cubs eighth, the Yankees ninth.
I don't agree with that.
That's
ridiculous.
That's silly.
ESPN, that is crazy. You had us at three, and then you lost us at that
I didn't point. Make it up. I'm just reading what they wrote. I will tell you what ESPN wrote about the Padres. It said, can they remain as cohesive for an entire season as they were in the second half of 2024 when they went 43-20? They will be without Joe Musgrove, plus all-star Jerkson Profar, catcher Kyle Higashioka, and reliever Tanner Scott are free agents. Ha-Seong Kim will likely opt out of his $8 million mutual option, so they might need a shortstop. Xander Bogaerts filled in, but he's best suited for second base these days. There are holes to fill, but general manager A.J. Preller will be aggressive as always. And Jackson Merrill looks like the next big star.
This is what the Bleacher Report read. Opening day rank was 16 on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, not bad moving way up.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to cost more than a one-year, $1 million deal to bring back Jerickson Profar this time around after he posted a 134 OPS plus with 24 home runs, 85 RBIs, and Chris's favorite statistic, a 3.6 WAR.
Who did?
Jerickson Profar.
Oh, yeah. What was his BAPIP?
They didn't have that. Oh. He stands as the biggest potential loss for a Padre team with a roster that might be good enough to contend for a playoff spot without any outside additions. Catcher is also a need. Re-signing Kyle Higashioka could be the answer.
Well, I think they're going to keep Profar. I think Higashioka is a little up in the air based on how much money he can make elsewhere. ESPN brought up Tanner Scott. I think we've already kind of waved goodbye to him. Not because the Padres wouldn't want to give him the money, but because I'm pretty sure he wants to be a closer, and he's not going to get that opportunity here. So, anyway, it's day one of the offseason, and that's how 2024 ends for the Padres with a final ranking of either 3 or 4. That and
both respectable rankings.
That and $4.79 will get you a cup of Starbucks coffee.
The chat is asking, are you looking at the way too early 25 rankings, Chris?
Maybe so. I don't. Yes, I am.
Okay,
actually,
well,
so
that wouldn't make
the same
sense.
Thing. Similar thing.
Way too okay, so maybe that's why,
so that's why the
Yankees
fall
to eighth, okay, or nine, whatever it is. Garrett Cole can apparently opt out of his deal,
yeah,
when that time comes, or he can opt in and had an extra year added on the back end of the deal. I don't know how many years he has after this, but.
Yeah, the thing they say here is that the Yankees have to re-sign re-sign Gleyber Torres, Clay Holmes, and Tommy Canley. And then the Soto situation.
Real quick, before Chris gets us to break, we should mention there is a fire at the 15 and 8 intersection. Looks like, we're looking right at it. It looks like it's starting to be put under control, at least from what we saw at the beginning of this. But just wanted to...
We saw it when it first happened.
Yeah.
It went up quick.
It went up quick, but I tell you what, the response time was crazy fast. They got that bad boy from the thick black smoke to kind of the white smoke that you get as the fire starts to come down.
Look, we have our first fire expert over here. Were you in backdrops?
I read a lot and I watch a lot, man. I got a lot of stuff to do.
Thank you for the report, Kurt Russell. we have Kelly Danik's traffic report coming up about 3:15. I'm sure she'll have an update on that. In the meantime, we're going to do something fun here. The 30-mile zone. It's been a little while. I was actually watching the other night, and I thought to myself, we haven't had a 30-mile zone in a while. Proof that Scraby and I, although we never get along, we are many times on the same page. So that is coming up next. Some fun stuff in sports when Gwen and Chris continues.
236.
Yeah, scary.
237.
You going to play Monster Mash?
Monster Mash.
Everybody
plays
Monster
Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
Everybody plays that on Halloween.
I want it to be original, I guess. But
I want it to be scary.
What is the title of this? Do you know?
Halloween 3 bed.
All right. It's a bed.
It's a bed. I wanted to make sure we did something Halloween. The video stream on YouTube is Halloween, so you can see us there on YouTube. Search 97.3 The Fan, and you will be able to see our little Halloween thing. Here it is, Chris, for you.
Oh, that's how it starts.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
It's not bad.
It's great.
I didn't realize there was this much of a lead-in to it.
Oh, yeah. Frankenstein's getting up, doing his walking around. Come on.
Get into the song already.
Listen how excited Scravy is right now.
A eerie sight.
If I ever make a horror movie, which I want to one day, this song will be in it somehow.
Do you think you can direct?
Oh, yeah. It's actually what I really wanted to be when I grew up. I
made director. Little,
yeah,
can
made
you
little,
write?
Oh, yeah.
Are you just saying this right now?
No, seriously. Seriously. I can write. I made little movies when I was younger. I have a movie of me playing poker and somehow shooting my friend in the head because he beat me
at
poker.
You're a dark dude, man. 238.
It's a Monster Mash. Monster Mash.
It was a great old smash. All right, I'm done.
All right.
We digress. We got a 30-mile coming your way shortly. Quick update on the brush fire. It looks like it had prompted some evacuations. It was burning on both sides of Montezuma Road there.
Oh, wow.
Just east of Fairmont Avenue.
I just drove by there. Yeah. I was up at campus today.
According to San Diego Fire Rescue Department, it was described as moving rapidly with multiple structures threatened. It does look like they've got it.
You feel like it. Nowhere in that report did it say they have a great handle on it.
It does not. It says San Diego police officers were going door to door evacuating residents.
Wow.
Fire officials said that the canyons behind Lucille Drive in Talmadge and Alvarado Estates in College Area were burning. Montezuma has been shut down in both directions. Motorists are asked to avoid the area.
So yeah, I would say that would be a good idea. Avoid the area.
Mm.
All right, we'll keep an eye. We don't have a choice but to keep an eye.
We're looking right at it.
It's like right out our window.
About four helicopters kind of circling it right now. So hopefully they get that under control. Scrape, you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
Did you have them put that in there, that last part?
Yes, just to cover
just to be
it.
Sure.
Yes.
For those who don't know, TMZ, the popular television show, that's what it stands for.
Yes.
It's 30 Mile Zone.
Never knew that until Chris brought that to my attention.
All right. What do you got? Do you have the Tom Brady story in here?
What is the 30 Mile? I mean,
the 30 Mile Zone is the 30 Mile area that connects Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Burbank, West LA, all of the entertainment areas of Los Angeles.
Very clever.
So they call it a 30 Mile Zone. And that's why they chose TMZ.
That's apparently. I like that.
Right. So, yeah, we can't get sued. First one is, you know, whenever a New York sports team loses, you have to look for the front pages of the tabloids in New York.
Some good
so
titles.
Many. I mean, this is like headline writers' dream is having these teams
lose. The best
lose.
Headliners reside in New York.
The first one from the best sports town, or New York Post, I guess. End of an error.
End of an error.
Not got era. Yeah. Error.
I got that. I
Yankees
like
that.
What was pictured? Was that the picture of Garrett Cole?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has a picture of Aaron Judge looking at the runners and dropping the ball at the same time. Yankees title dreams over after crushing mistake-filled loss hand series to L.A.
Hand series to L.A. I like
true.
It.
True.
You know, maybe the Yankees were just doing the Dodgers a favor. After all, the Dodgers intentionally lost Game 4, according to everybody.
They wanted to intentionally lose Game 5.
The Yankees wanted to intentionally lose Game 5, apparently. And it, you know, the other thing is the play that they're referring to was never called. It was not an error.
No, it wasn't.
Which is why
it's a mental error, but
yes,
not a physical one.
That's why we talk about making plays on defense, not so much errors, because sometimes that kind of error can be a lot worse.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
Another headline from Daily News. This one's not as good, but it's good enough. Fright Night. After early home run, Judge drops routine fly ball during Yanks' horrific fifth inning that hands Dodgers Game 5 in World Series title.
It makes sense. Day before Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's a good headline.
That's a good headline. I like it. It's a little sneakier than the previous one.
Yeah.
Yes. The last one, Newsday Sports, says the E-E-E end. Okay. Yanks in World of Pain as errors help Dodgers win series in five.
That's another good one. I mean,
that was the only one that says the errors help the Dodgers win. The other ones both said that the
Yanks letter
errors handed it to them.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So those are just some of the better ones out there.
Good.
I didn't go through all of them, but
E-E-E. It's the end.
The end. I still love end of an error.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Let's go to the next one, which is Mookie Betts. Now, Mookie Betts is a nice guy. It's hard to hate the guy. So
level-headed.
He's very level-headed. And we're going to tell you who would be the worst person to do this to. But Mookie Betts was asked by the guys on the MLB on Fox after the game about the situation. Here's David Ortiz starting with that.
Now you got to answer me. That ball that they defend yesterday. Try to rub out of your glove. Yeah. What's going on? What went through your head,
that
man?
That was wild, man. That was really wild. I've never experienced anything like that. I was telling my wife, that was like the second time in my life I've ever wanted to fight someone.
Uh-huh.
But I get it, man. I get it. You know, I don't know if he was trying to get the ball. I don't know what he was really trying to do. But he had to do what he had to do, you know, and it is what it is.
You're too nice.
He is too nice. He's way too nice.
David Ortiz is great on that show. You know what's funny about David Ortiz? I think his broken English serves him well on that show. He sounds entertaining by the way he, you know, forms a question.
It's funny, you know, those two guys were teammates. And
yes, that's
Mookie
right.
knew what he was going to ask before he even got the question out. The other thing the other thing that came to my mind is I mentioned level-headedness. I mean, the fact that he actually did want to fight that guy and had the wherewithal to calm down. Now, as we said, we would discuss who wouldn't be the guy to touch.
Scraby actually came up with the ultimate guy. Think out there of any outfielder that you can think of that kind of has a loose fuse.
That would have ended a lot differently.
And this would have ended a lot different had it been
Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham in right field.
Do you think these guys were stupid enough?
He would have been in every right not to take him to a dojo and just and just yank him out of his seat down there.
We need Tommy Pham to be in every stadium just ready to fight any fan who tries to interfere with the game.
That would have been all bad. It's a great, great call there, Scrape.
Tommy Pham pulls that fan, maybe both fans, with each arm.
It would have been ground and pound.
Pulls them both out. First of all, they'd be shaken up, falling all that way. And then he would just get on top and just start throwing haymakers.
No doubt.
Yeah, that could have been ugly. So thanks to Mookie Betts for saving that situation from being worse.
Yeah.
And it was hard to be worse because it was really, really crappy. You know, we talked about it a lot yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I missed of all the days for me to miss, it was fan day, fan interference day. I couldn't believe the Yankees were going to allow them back in that
stadium. That's the crazy part.
That's what we said yesterday. We were like, what?
That's mind blowing to me.
And like, maybe you don't want to protect any player?
Maybe they knew that MLB was going to step in. They didn't have to look like the bad guys in New York stopping the New Yorkers from coming. You know what I'm saying? But it's not a great look for your players.
Like. Now, did you guys talk about the angle of Jesse Rogers? Because I got to say, again, Eric Hosmer is a really good podcast guy, and he brings up really good topics, which is Jesse Rogers went and found those guys and gave him this whole interview, put him in ESPN and everything. And Eric Hosmer was like, why are you reporting on these
guys?
That's
a great
call. You're just giving them power.
I did not think of that. You know,
it was Jesse Rogers' text or tweet that I was talking about yesterday, Tony, that said, you know, these guys are being saluted by people out here. You know, and that's where he got the quote from the guy that said, oh, you come into our area, We're going to play defense.
In some ways, I get both sides, right? Why give them the platform? And in the same way, they don't show people running onto the field, right?
Because
they don't
want to
give them the power. But would we have reacted? Part of their quote, I feel like, is what made people react in the way they did, which made Major League Baseball react in the way they did, which was ban them from the game because without that quote of, oh man, we're playing defense as if they're a part of the team, that maybe what did them in ultimately.
You know, ultimately too, I didn't want to use ultimately.
I was about to say, you just used it right after I did.
But the picture of this guy trying to rip it out of Mookie's glove is going to last forever, and it's a very unflattering picture.
He looked possessed.
He did.
He did. Like, I got in a ball.
Someone said that he looks like one of Penguin's henchmen.
He kind of did.
All right, we'll move on, and we'll talk about what happened in Los Angeles after the win last night for the Dodgers. Fans celebrating ended up, there was a pretty hostile crowd, according to police. Various projectiles being launched at LAPD officers, looting of several businesses, and even an MTA bus was set on fire. Not only that, but a Dodgers fan on video blew his hand off.
I saw that!
Trying to light a firework to celebrate.
Did he blow his hand off for real?
The I've seen the video. I don't know how mangled the hand is, but there was a lot of blood. There's a lot of blood. So he ended up hurting himself a lot and really, really terribly.
Does anybody feel terrible for this guy?
No, we shouldn't.
I mean, I know that's mean, but I mean, these idiots that think that because your team wins a championship, you then can just be, there's no law
right,
applies.
Right, you have to be lawless, right?
It's a little absurd.
By the way, why does this have to happen everywhere?
Yeah, that's
everywhere.
My question. Do you think when the Padres win the World Series, we're going to read about buses being lit on fire?
I hope not.
I really hope not either. And there's a lot of people that are confident, because I said this on X, a lot of people are confident it won't happen, but I'm not so confident.
I don't know. The over-under on people arrested last night probably was higher than the number that was arrested. There was only 12 that were actually arrested.
I would have definitely had higher.
But that doesn't mean only 12 people misbehaved.
That's true.
Right?
They can't catch everybody.
Yeah, it's a terrible, it's awful tradition that we have in this country.
It is a weird tradition to me that your team wins the biggest championship they can, and then you tear up the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. All right, let's get to the next one, which is Bob Costas.
Shout out to Don or Silla.
Don.
I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Okay.
We're not going to say why?
No, we're not.
Okay. Bob Costas phoned everybody for broadcasting baseball games. He said he's stepping away because his contract ended. But a lot of people think he's stepping away because people crushed him on social media for his playoffs.
He did get crushed.
His playoff performance. It was not good. I watched in more than just a Twitter clip.
What wasn't good about it?
He's just very low energy. And he has this style. He wants to tell stories. And I don't think that, not that it doesn't work, because I like storytelling.
Vince Scully made a pretty decent career out of doing it.
I think the reality is, look, they just dropped the red stuff.
Oh, they're dropping the fire
retardant?
Retardant. Yeah, they are. Yeah, that fire at the 15 and the 8, if you just tuned in, stay away from that area for sure.
Where are we at?
You were talking about Bob Costas.
Bob Costas telling stories.
Yes. I think what separated Vin from Bob is Bob has been a national voice for a while. So he's talking to everybody. And I think as time has changed, because that style that Bob had is like the style. That was the style in the 90s, 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right? The difference is Vince Scully's talking to a fan base that has grown with him over time. So that's what they're used to seeing. Bob Costas kind of jumping into the national scene after not doing it for a while, as really media has changed and the way guys do games is different. I think it's one of those situations where, he might have just outgrown. No, maybe that's not the word. A little stale, maybe. Now for what what people are looking for now.
I think it probably did, but I'm old enough that I just really enjoyed Bob Costas. I know he had a couple of calls that were a little whacked out. He didn't hit all the right buttons, but I enjoy Bob Costas' storytelling. Obviously, the public does not anymore, and yes. I think he recognized that. Yeah.
Final one for me. If you guys got any,
I got one.
Okay,
thought you had the Tom Brady.
I do. Okay. You go ahead though.
Well, Tom Brady's ex-wife Giselle is reportedly pregnant.
Yes.
With her new boyfriend and
Joaquin.
Tom responded with a Twitter post, a tweet, as it were. And he, it's a picture of a dying sunset, kind of a nice, beautiful photo.
Yeah.
And he's got the former, the old Fleetwood Mac song that is now covered by the Chicks. It's called Landslide. It's a very sad song. Yeah, Stevie Nicks sings to her father about, anyway. So the song is playing. It's really a sad song. And at the bottom, Tom Brady quotes a line from the song, "Can the child within my heart rise above?" That was his reaction.
He's not quite happy.
Hey, Tom.
It sounds like he's pretty sad about this development.
Hey, Tom.
Nothing else.
Stay off social media when you're talking about exes, okay?
It's probably smart.
I've made that mistake way too many times.
And everybody's. We don't know exactly what Tom Brady thought when he posted this,
right.
But everybody is twisting it to think, you know, he's...
Oh, he's clearly in the dumps right now.
He's in his feelings and he's all...
You can't post open-ended posts when you're a famous person and something like this news comes out. You just can't because everybody's going to connect it.
He did.
So. What do you guys think of that Tom Brady Fox commercial that I see all the time?
I think it's
super weird.
I like it.
Where all the different generations of Tom are talking to him.
I like it.
Really?
That one throws me off.
It does. It throws me off, too.
How does it throw you guys off?
It just seems lame.
He's also taking heat for calling Josh Allen a spaz. Did you see that?
He kind of is a spaz.
Well, that's what he remarked. The quarterback Josh Allen sometimes, quote, plays like a spaz. And now social media is critiquing him for that.
Down, people.
Saying it's highly offensive to people who have physical disabilities.
Oh, okay.
As well as their loved ones.
Okay. Is that, I'm genuinely asking too.
I don't
know. Is that word associated with
the term is widely seen as derogatory, particularly to those affected by conditions like spastic cerebral palsy.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. So I changed my tune.
If he's getting criticized for that. Fine.
He's getting that, too.
But isn't there kind of a part of it where it's like...
He just has to come up with
everybody
a
knows
word.
The context of what he's saying. He's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, that doesn't make it okay anymore, dog.
I know. I'm trying to...
Tom Brady is...
Tom Brady.
Everybody's watching you, Tom. So.
And you had a year off, basically. You just
be advised.
Chill.
Yeah.
Let's get to break.
That's
3 o'clock hour on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy... celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.